call this meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none.
Yes.
We will move to the presentation. Rebecca?
Good evening, Your Worship and members of council. The town has initiated a zoning bylaw amendment under Section 34 of the Planning Act for vacant property located at the corner of Venetian Drive and Alma Street. The aerial photo highlights the subject lands. These vacant lands are the site of the former municipal water tower at the corner of Alma and Venetian. Originally, administration had proposed the sale of the land for the development of three single detached dwellings. Recently, Drew Coulson of Coulson Design Build approached the town to purchase the subject lots. A condition of the sale is the rezoning of the lands to permit semi-detached dwellings. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning for the subject lands noted above from residential first density zone to residential third density zone. The effect of the zoning bylaw will be to allow for six semi-detached dwellings to be built on the three subject parcels. The R3 zone requirements will be adhered to with respect to lot frontage, lot area, and lot coverage. The application is consistent with the provincial policy statement, which encourages efficient development patterns, a mix of residential dwelling types, and development on full municipal services. The subject lands are designated. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment was published and circulated to required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Act and associated regulations. No phone calls were received from the public in advance of this public meeting. The Department of Engineering and Infrastructure has noted that currently there are three water, sanitary sewer, and storm connections to the property. Three additional connections of each of these will be required to service the lands for semi-detached dwellings. The Essex Region Conservation Authority provided correspondence which states that the subject lands are not regulated under Section 28 of the Conservation Authorities Act and that they had no objection to the proposed zoning bylaw amendment. In conclusion, it is recommended that this report be received and pending comments received at this public meeting, that bylaw 2016-02 be considered at the regular council meeting following this public meeting.
I take it there's no presentation by the planning or by the applicant?
No.
Okay, well, so sounds good. So. Public input? Yep.
Just have a question. Last year I was here in the meeting when they first put this property up for sale, and they said that they would leave the drains, and there's drains going along the back of my property and the two properties behind me. Now I'm wondering if they're still going to be there when they build these houses. Because we had an issue before, that's why they put the drains there, that the water would get so high back there, and the fields were horrible there in the spring, that's why they put the drains in. And I'm just wondering if they're going to still leave them there.
Can I get your name for the record, please?
My name is Steve Nickstedt.
And Rebecca?
Now they're right on the corner there with Venetian right there.
We were just discussing that very matter at the beginning of the public meeting. And each property, when a house is under construction, is required to manage their own drainage, to install their own rear yard drain. So I've taken a note, and I'm going to certainly pass it along to the building department, and we will ensure as the future developer builds these three semi-detached units that proper drainage is installed to ensure that this gentleman doesn't have any issues relating from the construction of the new dwelling units.
Councilor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just two questions. I guess one will have to would be, is the drain on your property or is it on?
No, it's 8 feet behind. They got three on each, one at each house.
Okay, so it's on the proposed property
yes.
of every zone. So,
okay. So I'm wondering if that's gone. Now my backyard is going to flood again, like it used to be.
Okay, she's going to address that with her comment.
Yeah.
And the other, so the other question I had was, with this change in zoning, I think you indicated that, but I just want to get some more confirmation verbally. We will still meet the minimum requirements from a lot size. If we go to six lots as opposed to, we'll still fit the criteria of a minimum square footage per lot.
That is correct, Mr. Mayor. The R3 zone is the intended zone, and the units will meet the minimum lot area, lot frontage requirements of the R3 zone specifically. The units that can be constructed within that building envelope will be comparable to the ones under construction on Fryer Street right now, the semi-detached on Fryer under construction. But yes, it will be the R3 zone that will be adhered to.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none. Yeah, Council Pujan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And just so that we understand, is this going to be based on Rebecca's findings, like determination that to ensure that there will be no water going on this gentleman's property?
Through your worship, although what Rebecca has stated that, what I can confirm to you is under the building code, each residence has to have their own rear yard drain. So you will actually see an enhancement there. You will see six catch basins rather than three, because each particular property, it will be individually deeded, so each one will have to have their own catch basin. So that's all part and parcel when they actually develop the property. Each particular home will have their own catch basin. So you'll actually see, I would suggest you, better drainage than what you have right now.
Okay, any other questions? Seeing none, can I get a recommendation? Councilor Melange?
Recommendation that thank you for everybody. Recommendation that the report be received and be considered.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Levine. All those in favor? Carried. Motion to adjourn. Councilor Melange, Councilor Levine. All those in favor? Carried.